Janet, point of information?
Go ahead, Janet.
So this particular matter, is it tabled? What's the status?
I think we can just wait on this matter until we don't have to slow the whole thing down, but until we would come back.
Yeah, but technically, what is this, a motion, or was this a motion?
No, I'm sorry. Let me see how I understood where we are. We approved the first part that was current national finance, national office accounting personnel, staff, and business manager. That was A, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. B was national finance committee and not the committee members. Mm-hmm. And we are discussing C, the others. There is where Serene is saying that it's something in the bylaws. I was checking in the meantime that you were talking, I was checking if it was something in the LSBs, and I didn't find anything. But if we found some really compelling argument, we can add it at some point in time, obviously. But we don't need to stop the process.
Right.
I think that we can accept the process the way that it is. I don't know, Serene, if you agree with that.
Do we have to have our...
Yes, please, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Do we have to have our plan approved? We have to go back to the PMB, right? And they have to approve
our... Oh, sure.
Okay, that's fine.
Sure, and that is always the option, is when we go there, if somebody else finds something different, we
right.
can modify
right.
it there, too.
Right.
I
okay.
believe.
Okay. Good. All right.
Okay. Then what we need to, is anybody else that you can think that we can add? Because we were talking about the auditors, but I don't know if that is an argument that we can make or not.
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
I think it's totally inappropriate for the auditor to be involved in the evaluation of the CFO.
We are not talking about the only one that evaluates is the PMB. What we were asking is a survey that is, but maybe it's right. Maybe in a way shouldn't be appropriate for a vendor in a way to, I don't know.
Tony?
Tony, go ahead.
I thought we discussed this before. I don't know if it was at a PNB meeting or one of our meetings, but I thought we agreed that if the auditor chose to make a comment or criticism, we would accept it. We wouldn't bar them from doing it. But if the auditor
right.
chooses to make a comment about the performance of the CFO, we would accept it. I remember having a lengthy
yes.
debate. Forget where was it, PNB meeting or this meeting?
No, it was July 18th.
Our last meeting. Yeah.
I thought we settled that we wouldn't, you know, if they submitted it, we'd accept it, but we wouldn't bar it. That's what I thought we settled on.
Excellent. Okay. Janet, go ahead.
So what I'm, the question to me is, we've been talking about who would be the recipients of the survey. Who would be solicited to respond to the survey? And that's where we came up with the list, the current direct reports and business managers, the NFC, the audit committee members.
Okay.
My point is that we do not send the survey to the auditor. If the auditor chooses, I'm not done. If the auditor chooses, for some reason, to send something to the PNB regarding some kind of evaluation or whatever about the CFO, that would be a separate matter from the survey that we've been talking about.
Thank you, Janet. That was exactly what Tony said. I understood that the way that Tony
yeah.
said it. Okay. Then anybody think of anybody else to add? No. we have enough what we put there. The survey then will go. You have it in writing, Janet, right?
Yes.
Perfect.
But I'm not going to be doing anything with anything beyond right now So, yeah, I'm not going to be sending.
No, I ask you if you have in writing, because you are taking notes.
Yes.
I ask you if you have in writing the way that we said that will be A and B. Can you read it to us?
Oh, you want to call it A and B. All right. Yes.
Whatever.
I'm calling it. Shall I do
call
that?
The way that you want it.
Sorry?
Call it the way that you want it, but
okay.
Read what we have to now.
All right. I'm calling the subtopics of this agenda item. One is survey items. The next is recipients, and then the third would be timeline. So we're talking about the recipients of the survey, right? So I have the survey will be sent to the following to respond anonymously. A, current direct reports and business managers, and B, the NFC, and C, the audit committee members.
What is C?
Audit committee members.
Oh, you divided NFC and audit into.
Yeah, I don't have to. I can just do A and B if you want, but.
It's all right.
I will.
It's okay. Whatever way you
want. Okay.
What matters is what
okay.
You say.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Then we should talk about the timeline.
Here's
Janet.
I have Margie first and then Janet.
Okay, I just have some concerns. How are we going to if we're going to distribute this by email, we need to have some security guarantees that it doesn't, you know, that there, I don't know how to do it, but I'm sure somebody does, how to make sure
yeah.
that it only goes to the people it's supposed to go to, and that somebody else, they can't forward it to other people to, you know, sort of jam the lines or something. You know, I mean, we have to, anyway, that's all.
Yes.
I'm just thinking, I'm worried about some security issues.
Yeah, the survey will be organized in a way that would be impossible for other people to, when
you can only access the survey once, and you won't be able to forward it. Is that
exactly?
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Janet,
go ahead, Janet.
Okay, I agree with Margie's concerns. So it's one thing to distribute it; it's another thing receiving. You know, who gets it? Who gets the responses? And the third is, who is going to take on doing that project?
Putting all that.
But that was
is not going to be me.
If I don't mistake, Janet, if I don't mistake, for what I read till now, always was done. The chair of the personnel committee is the only one that has that information. And obviously it will be the only one responsible if that information is being made public.
Janet, can I?
Tell me.
Just a question. So are you saying, Adriana, that you as chair will put together the questionnaire and set up whatever to send out the questionnaire to the recipients that this committee has agreed to, and then also be prepared to receive the or, you know, set up how the responses will be received, and that they would only be going to you?
What I said is I will be responsible for the decision, the questionnaire that this committee, the survey that this committee is preparing will reach the right people, and the answer for that people will get anonymous. And that is always being done in the past, unless that you have a better idea, that was always done by the chair of the national, the personnel committee. I mean, unless somebody else have a different idea, I open to.
That's fine.
Okay. We need to talk about it. But that I will talk to the committee about what will be put in place with
this. This is Serene.
Yes, Serene. Let me finish. I will let you finish.
Sorry.
I will send once that this is kind of ready. I will talk in executive session with the committee, and let the committee know what the guards, if you want, will be there. For, you know, this will not be abused, obviously, for anybody, neither the chair of the personnel committee, right? Okay, go ahead, Celine.
Okay, so I'm fine with language that says that the personnel committee chair will input the data and the addresses and in all ways monitor or is in all ways responsible for the surveying of the identified participants, period. I don't think we need to get into every twist and turn and, you know, how many reminders is the person going to send and are they going to send it, you know, when Mercury is retrograde or not. Let's just put it in the hands of the committee chair, period. Simple, less is more.
This is Margie, I agree.
Okay. Anybody else from the decision? Okay. That is all. Then we will go to the timeline. We have two meetings scheduled for this committee. And Janet, remind me, one is August 15 and the other is August 29th, if I don't mistake.
I thought I saw a message that said those meetings were canceled. Am I wrong about that?
No, they were not canceled. I saw the calendar a few minutes ago, and they are there.
Okay, good. Okay.
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
Right. You're correct. However, these are open session meetings, but the purpose is to review the responses of the survey, which should not happen in open session. So if we keep these meetings, they should be turned into executive session.
Yes, yes.
Exactly.
I agree.
Yes. I think that we even talked about that in our last meeting, and I'm not that sure, but I have the idea that I even asked Michael to change those two to executive session. But I have the idea that they have that conversation, that maybe I'm wrong, but we should do that, obviously. The two meetings will be executive session to review what we have. Yes.
This is Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
So, well, I'm assuming you will ask Michael to do that. And in any case, I'm offering if there's an issue with doing that, I'm willing to make that change.
Yes, it doesn't matter.
So you would have to let me know if that would be needed.
I will. If Michael cannot do it for whatever reason, I will let you know and we will change it to executive session. Okay.
So may I continue just?
Go ahead.
All right. So we're talking about a timeline for the survey. So in order to review the results on August 15th, that would mean between now and then the survey would have to be sent out and a deadline of whatever, whenever it was, say, August 14th or would have to be set up for this timeline. Is that what we're talking about? Is that realistic?
No.
I believe that we have the 15 and the 29. I think that we should give people more time, because probably by the 15 we will have people that already answer, and we can review those ones, and then we can have probably the 29, we will have everything. But we need to set a deadline for answers. Okay, which one will be the deadline?
I don't see. I mean, August 15th is less than 2 weeks from now. How are we going to get this survey put together and sent out to people in such a short time?
I'm sorry. This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
So, I apologize for not being able to give the meeting my full attention. But even if we have all the questions ready tonight, I think we would need to allow at least a week to get everything properly into SurveyMonkey, and then allow people, because some people go on vacation. I don't know.
This is a big
not all
vacation.
Of us can afford to do that. But hey, the rest of you. you know, so I think we really need to, first of all, I think that needs to go out, but a letter that says to the parties who are being surveyed, within the next 10 days, you'll be receiving a survey, which is part of the CFO evaluation process. Please look for it, and, you know, please participate. Your contributions are important, or something to that effect. So I think that preliminary letter needs to go out even before the week that we allot, right, for perfecting things within SurveyMonkey. And then the survey itself, I think, needs to span at least 10 days, preferably 14 days, because some people still have to work, so weekends would be important to them. I know not many people in Pacifica work, but some ordinary people do work. You know, they would need to maybe fit that kind of thing in on a weekend.
Generally,
so I think we're looking at a timeline that is, in terms of getting any results back, we're looking at a timeline that is at least 3 weeks from today, today being the 3rd.
What about the 25th?
21st, yeah.
Yeah, the 24th will be, but why would, what if we put the 25th?
Yeah.
Like we give people
for our next meeting?
Well, no, no.
For responding? Oh, sure. I said minimum time, so certainly more would be great. As I said, you know, people have a lot of obligations. If you have kids going to college, you've got to get them back there the last couple of weeks in August, right? So things are really busy for people. I would always be in favor of giving people more time.
Yep, I agree.
Well, Janet.
Okay, go ahead, Janet, and then I will talk in the issue too. Okay, go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so it seems like we're working backwards, which is fine with me. And what I have is a deadline or a proposed deadline for survey responses being August 25th. And, you know, yeah, sort of, I guess, maybe the, well, with August 29th, the meeting that we already have noticed being when we would consider that in executive session. All right, so let's say we go with that, August 25th deadline for survey responses, but then we also have to determine the date the survey will be sent out and also the date that, and I think it's a good idea, it might be the same thing, an introductory letter that Serene talked about, to be sent out. Would that letter and the survey be sent at the same time?
I think the letter needs to go first.
Right. Right. So what would be the date? You know, that's what I'm asking about for the timeline. And that would probably be prepared by the chair, that letter.
What about the letter be sent by Friday? Then we have almost 3 weekends to answer.
Friday, what date? The 12th?
Friday.
This 5th. You mean this Friday?
The 5th, yes.
Okay. And then the survey itself?
The survey itself
the
10th, yes, the most. Yes. I think that would be fine. Because that will give me time to organize the full SurveyMonkey thing. Yes.
So wait a minute. When would the survey be sent out?
August 10th.
10th, okay.
So a letter first and then the survey, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I think she's saying she can get the letter out to everybody by this Friday saying
yes.
The survey is coming, the survey is coming.
Yeah.
And then a week from today, the survey itself will appear.
That sounds good.
And then the deadline for the survey responses would be August 25th.
Let me ask a question. How is the CFO going to be asked to participate in this process? Don't we ask him to do a self-evaluation? That's normally what happens.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Let me say something. What I believe that it is, it's two separate things. His evaluation will be done by the PMB. And then we will have time, obviously, to ask him his own evaluation, and when the PMB makes his evaluation, we'll consider his answer.
Okay.
That has little to do with what we are doing. The survey is a totally different situation. Have nothing to do with his answer. It's a survey of the other people, right? The rest belongs to the PMB. Anybody else?
Well, I think that what normally happens is that at the same time a manager is being evaluated by, you know, all the people that he connects with, that person, the manager, is asked to do a self-evaluation, and then when we consider everything, we consider his self-evaluation alongside the survey responses that we receive. That's my experience. I'm just saying. So
this is
Janine. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So I agree that there should be an opportunity for the employee to do a self-evaluation. I also think that after we have the draft of the evaluation results or report that would include the survey and everything else, that the employee should have an opportunity to react to that document.
I do think,
and the self-evaluation would be based, again, on the same, on the job description.
Right.
Which would allow an employee who felt that some parts of their written job description did not reflect their actual work life,
mm-hmm.
or the things that took a large chunk of their time were not reflected in the job description, they would be allowed to share their views, if they so chose, you know, with the board at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we need to do a self-evaluation. It would be similar to the general survey that
has
been sent out. Thanks.
Let me ask something then first. What about if I send, in copying the whole committee, obviously, the same survey questions that we have, we send it to him, and he feels he can answer to all of us. Obviously, the whole committee will see his position on this, right? I can send it to him at the same time that, I mean, it's totally different than the survey. His answer would be obviously the CFO answer to those questions. Is that what you think that would be fine? All right, Janet.
Okay, so several things. One is that the survey, the responses to the survey that we decided who to send it out to, would be in the form of strongly agree, disagree, you know, those kinds of things. If the same survey questions are sent to the CFO, that kind of response would not be appropriate. I think it would, you know, he should be able to respond with, you know, text and, so it would be kind of a different form. But going back to, you know, I think we maybe should talk about that after we pin down the timeline for the survey. And one item that we did not include was a draft, you know, the date that the draft of the survey results would be provided to the PNB.
Okay, I think that you make a bunch of questions all in once, and I think that we should answer, I don't know, at least...
Can we start with just finishing up the survey timeline and then go to the CFO self-evaluation?
But Janet, you said various things before, and you affirmed those, and I don't agree. And I think that we can separate all that you said. I mean, at the beginning, I don't know how everybody feels, but when you say in a survey, you always give the option not only to strongly agree, disagree, but you give the option for people to add some commentary. I don't know if everybody agrees with that or not. That is fine.
Yeah, there should be room for a narrative.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So added to the survey would be commentary.
Yeah, a space for comments, right.
Yeah. If they wish to, they will explain why they, you know, answer this way or that way. I mean, that would be up to the people that answer. That is the first one. The second one is, obviously, the CFO will answer no, agree, strongly agree. He will make his commentaries in every one of the points. That is the way that he evaluates himself. Right? Is that what you are trying to tell?
So, wait a minute. Let me... try to understand. So you're saying that the survey, in addition to having those 5 points, would also have a space for commentary for every single point, correct?
Yes. Okay. For every single category,
I'm talking about the 13 job expectations, a commentary possibility for every single one. Is that correct?
Yes.
Adriana, is that what you meant?
Yes. I think that is the only way to do it, because then people feel more, feel better if they can explain why they say this or that. If they can, and will be maybe better for us to understand the responses.
Serene for the staff.
Serene, go ahead.
So I think it's important to put to give people the opportunity to speak in the different categories. Again, I'm not looking at the document. I'm sorry, so I can't. I may not be using the best terms. But if, for example, you're looking at supervision, or you're looking at reporting, or you're looking at interaction with vendors, or whatever, if they're all in different categories, there are five general categories, then there should be commentary in each of those categories, not necessarily after each question in each category. You know, the more you want people to provide information that they feel clarifies their position and is useful to the organization, but you don't want to have to spend 3 hours analyzing each individual response. You know,
Janet,
so you want comment to be allowed, but not overdone.
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
So we agreed to these 13 job expectations. We did not categorize them. So I'm fine with having a possibility, you know, an option for a commentary by the responders on every single one.
Sorry, was that? I'm hearing nothing. Was there a question for me or something?
No.
Is anyone there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I just heard such quiet. Okay. Carry on.
Janet, can you repeat what you mean?
What I heard Serene say was that there should, rather than having an option for a commentary on every single job expectation item, which is 13 items, that there should be an option for commentary on the categories, a smaller number. And what I was saying was this, we have not come up with categories, and I would be fine with the responders being able to comment on every single, on all 13.
If they choose to.
Yes. Optional commentary.
Okay. Anybody else on this issue? Okay, we need to have then, we said, what we will do with the meeting of the 15, because that, we will convert the 29 in an executive session. What about the 15?
I'm sorry, can I ask a different question? Instead of adjourning this meeting, can we adjourn to maybe one day next week, and where we can see if there are any other issues that we need to address. We can always cancel it. Huh?
What's on the calendar? What's on the...
Yeah, I guess my concern is that we may leave things and set a meeting for the end of the month, only to have a problem develop and then have to juggle to find a date. And, you know, if we want to move the process, we want to move the process. So I want to propose that if there's a date open...
I'm looking at the calendar, Serene. Hold on one second.
Okay, thanks.
That's okay.
And Janet...
is like acting like it's 5,000 years old. Okay. So here's what we've got. On Monday we have the WBAIPD Search Committee.
That's not enough time for a notice.
It is if we are continuing. Please, can she read the date?
Oh, is it a continuing meeting?
That's my proposal, that we adjourn this meeting to a particular, this meeting.
Yeah, to a specific.
To a particular date, in which case we won't need the 7-day notice.
There's a bunch of meetings on, let's see, Tuesday is the affiliates task force. There's a bunch of meetings on the 10th. On the 11th, the only meeting is the Elections Committee, and I don't know, Serene and
Serene.
I are both. Huh?
Serene is in that committee.
Yeah, me too. I don't care, though.
It's not both.
Huh?
Well, why don't we keep then the 15?
Okay.
Because if we, okay. I guess my concern is that I don't want us, you know, to run into something and then not be able to address it for 2 weeks or whatever the case is.
We are on the 15th. Okay. Yeah, let's keep the 15th. All right.
Serene, I have a question for you. You want a continuation of this meeting. Why? What do you think that is not addressed that we need a continuation meeting for?
It's not necessarily that I think there's something in particular that we may need that I can see now is an issue. It's that I don't want there to be an issue, and then we have to wait, 2 weeks before we can address it. But maybe I'm just being worried about
it. We can keep open the 15, or cancel the 15, and if something arises, we can talk about that.
Well,
the 15.
Let's just leave it on the agenda for now.
Right.
I'm sorry.
And
Janet, I'm sorry.
I have a point of personal privilege, please.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. When I printed the agenda this afternoon, it said this meeting was going to be over at 7 o'clock my time, right? 10 o'clock Eastern Standard.
We are 18 minutes late.
And I plan to leave here at 7:30. So I just want you to know, if we're still talking at 7:30, I'm just going to get off the call, okay?
Okay.
Me too. Well, Janet, I have, may I, you know, there's still some outstanding issues. Right. So, okay. The other item that I asked about for the timeline is the date that the draft of the survey results would be provided to the PNB. We have the deadline for the survey responses due on August 25th. We have our meeting on August 29th. When would the PNB be provided the survey results?
Don't you think that would be better if we answer that the 29th? If we
okay,
the 29th,
so,
we would know exactly where we are, and we can decide what to do then.
Okay. I mean, I'm fine with that. I'm just bringing that up as part of the timeline.
Okay. Anybody else on those issues? Okay, then let me see if we are on the same page. The 15th, we will keep it, in case that comes in our eyes and we need it. If not, we will cancel the 15th, right?
Okay, okay.
And the 29th will be converted into executive session, because that one we will review the answers of the survey, right?
Let's do both. Can I propose that we have both open and closed on the 29th? I mean, even if we're open for a half hour to say, well, this is where things stand, and, you know, just to give folks an update.
I didn't understand that setting. Explain that to me again.
No, so the 29th is now listed as open. I'm shouting with my outdoor voice and the baby speaking.
Yes.
Sorry. The 29th is now set as an open meeting. Is that correct?
It's set as an open meeting because Michael didn't change it yet, but we agree on that in our last meeting. Yeah. To change
okay.
it to executive.
I would like to propose that we do both. So that on the 29th, you know, we open at 8:30 and we say, okay, well, you know, of the 50 people who were sent surveys, 36 have responded. We're working on the tabulation of the results and set up the rest of the timeline, which is all open session stuff. And then go into closed session to discuss the specifics of, you know, the content, the actual results of the survey.
If you wanted me to be the other way around, need to be first the executive and then the open. Because till we review what we have, how can we finish the timeline
and
the decisions?
As the administrator of the survey, I mean, we would discuss the specific contents and what sort of recommendations and so forth you might want to make to the board. But the basic facts about the survey and so forth, I think can be done by the person who administers the survey. I don't think there needs to be a group, you know, sign off on whatever you're reporting.
Janet?
Right, Janet?
Yeah, I agree that if there is an open session on August 29th, it should be after the executive session. And, you know, we would have to do a report out from the executive session.
Right. Exactly. We can open at the end an open session.
Okay, Adriana, I'm fine with your suggestion.
I want to hear what everybody wants to say. I mean, the opinion of everybody, obviously. Tony, Margie?
I don't have a strong opinion either way or the other. I can go with either one.
I'm sorry, I'm on mute saying, no, I'm fine with it. Okay. No worries. Okay?
Okay. Wait. What the decision is finally. Celine?
Sorry, ma'am, what's your question?
What the decision is. Will we have first the executive and then the open, or the other way around?
I'm indifferent.
Okay. I think that would be better if we have, unless, like I said, that anybody feels strongly about something different, but I believe that would be better if we talk all that we need to talk in executive and then open session, we report. We will give the report of the executive session, and then we will talk with executive. That's okay. Either way.
I'm fine with anything that helps us wrap up this call.
Yes, that will be.
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
So is there, we would have to set some kind of time for this open session on the 29th. So what I understand is that we would change the 8:30 open session notice to be an executive session, and then notice an open session for after that, but what time is what I'm asking.
10 p.m.
Okay. 8:30 to 10 will be executive.
Well, I wasn't.
And 10 to what?
How are you?
So we're done.
Well,
I mean, I don't think we have to put a sharp, maybe 10:45, you know. If it's 10:30, great.
But I don't think we don't need to even put an end time. We just need to put a notice time.
Well, that's 8:30 to 10 and 10 to 10:30. Half an hour for open and an hour and a half for close.
Sure, we can always extend
sure.
The end of the open if we need to.
Okay. So I have one other question before we adjourn.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
For the notes I'm taking. So we had talked about the CFO responding to the survey, and I wanted to know whether I should add for who the survey recipients are to add the CFO.
What? No.
Point of interest. I'm sorry.
The CFO is not part of the survey.
Okay.
He will do his evaluation.
Okay, so that's a whole separate thing. Okay.
Oh, Christine is trying to call me. Hang on a second.
Serene, you asked for the floor?
Yeah, I was just going to say they're completely separate processes. We would not want to blend his response in with, you know, an ordinary committee member or whatever the case is. This is his job, his evaluation of his own work. It should get special treatment.
Right.
Different treatment.
Okay.
Where are your rent board people?
What?
Margie, go on mute.
Margie, you're not muted. Okay, we need to wrap.
Okay.
Oh, hold on a second. Now
okay.
I'm muted. I'm off the call. I'm sorry.
No, Margie, you are
no,
not.
No, you are not.
You are not off the call.
Oh, what? Hold on one second, Christina. What?
What do you have?
Okay. You're
not muted, and you're not off the call.
Okay, adjourn.
What?
And we adjourning?
Yeah.
We are adjourning.
I want to adjourn. Thank you, and I apologize
okay.
for not being
Thank
No
you,
problem.
Everybody.
We didn't hear anything awful.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay,
good night.
Good night. Thanks, Adriana.
No, thank you. Bye-bye.